After two terms in office, Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy announced on Thursday that he will not seek re-election next year. The Democrat said that he and his family are ready for another stage in life. For more on the announcement, we spoke today to John Dankosky of WNPR in Hartford, who is the host of that station's programs, The Wheelhouse and Next.
It didn't come as a surprise that Governor Malloy announced he wasn't going to run. It was a surprise with the timing. We're still in the middle of a session in which there's a lot of work to be done on the state budget. And a lot of people looked at the timing and said, well, maybe the governor should have waited until after this budget was fully baked by some point in June. But as he said repeatedly to us, this was the time he'd made up his mind on this decision, and he wasn't going to change his mind after that, so he decided to just go forward. So we were a little surprised at the timing, I got to say.
And he's got 18 months as a lame duck, even more than a year and a half. What will that do to his power over the legislature?
Well, this is what's interesting, is his power over the legislature, a lot of people have been wondering about anyway. We over the course of the last couple of years, we've had a hard time passing budgets that are going to fill a gigantic hole that the state faces, about $1.4 billion moving forward into the next fiscal year. And he lost some seats in the state Senate during the last election. So there's essentially a divided Senate with divided leadership. He does still have Democratic support in the House, but it's been harder for the governor to work with legislators and actually get some of the things he wants to get done anyway. So in part, I think what he was saying was, well, here's a budget. Here's what I can do for you right now. And now you're going to have to help me figure this out. I don't know that the lame duck status is really going to change much of that.
How will he be remembered as governor? He was governor when Newtown happened. He was known for allowing that refugee family in that was rebuffed from Indiana. There were some rough budgets. There were some tax increases, some low poll numbers. Overall, what do you think the legacy will be?
It's a really complex legacy, I think. He is someone who never really warmed up to people in the press. He, on my show, famously called himself a porcupine and said that he was prickly and difficult to deal with. So he wasn't the most warm and fuzzy person, certainly compared to Jody Rell, his predecessor, who was much beloved but didn't spend a whole lot of time working at some of the actual work of governing, which Malloy liked very much. I think it's a split time for Malloy. On one hand, in the national spotlight, he was seen as someone who could be an attack dog for Democrats. He went off after Chris Christie and Mike Pence when he was governor of Indiana and Bobby Jindal. He did a lot of work for Hillary Clinton and for other Democrats and is now serving once again as the head of the Democratic Governors Association, even though he's a pretty unpopular governor. On the national level, I think a lot of people really respect and admire his stance on social issues. And everyone across the board, from the state to the national scene, believes that Governor Malloy walked our state through the aftermath of Sandy Hook with an enormous amount of compassion and class, and that's something that he will be remembered for. I think on the other hand, though, the prickliness, the inability to work with legislators or get some of the deals done that he needed to get done is probably what led to his low approval ratings right now and why he's decided to step away at this point.
What happens now? I imagine the floodgates will open. The candidates for governor will soon come rushing in. Who's running now and who do you expect will run in the months to come?
Well, there have been a couple of announced candidates so far, but it is so very early. I think the big names to really talk about are the current Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman, who is very much beloved across the state. She's someone who has worked very closely with the labor contingent in the state. And so even more so than Governor Malloy, she's someone who can count on labor votes. If Nancy Wyman decides that she wants to run for governor, it's pretty clear that most other Democrats will get out of the way, including people like Comptroller Kevin Lembo, who's made some noise about doing this in the past. I think people will say Nancy Wyman is going to be the best shot for Democrats to win. On the Republican side, Mark Boughton, the mayor of Danbury, is someone who's been in the state spotlight a couple of different times. He's had some high-profile stories written about that city's role as immigrant unfriendly, even though there's an enormous amount of immigrants in that community. As a Republican, he's someone who's talked very openly about stricter border control. But at the same time, in the city, he's actually worked pretty closely with some of these immigrant communities. He's an interesting candidate. And again, people in Connecticut seem to like the mayor who's run something before taking over and trying to run the state. We're going to have a floodgate open, I think. But for now, we're really waiting to see what happens with Nancy Wyman. And if the lieutenant governor decides to get into it, she'll probably have the clearest path on the Democratic side. The Republican field, we're not sure. We had Tom Foley run against Governor Malloy twice, as a matter of fact, and I think the Republicans are pretty sick of the rich guy from Greenwich getting a shot at it, so I'm going to guess it'll be something different than that.
John Dankosky is the host of the WNPR programs The Wheelhouse and Next.